I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
So, yeah, I can't remember who it was against, but under-21s, England, you and Wilf weren't, well, you weren't passing to Wilf, you was running through the other
team. You know
team.
What, yeah, it's a lie that though.
Yeah, go on.
Chat to them.
It was, do you know, remember Sadio Berahino?
Yeah.
He was so good at one stage. We was both on two goals. So the game, I'm not going to disrespect the opposition,
yeah.
But the game's done.
Yeah.
It was like 10 minutes left. And obviously we made a bet on the pitch, like first one to get the hat-trick. So obviously we just... the first one to get
a hat trick. I'm not going to split the opposition. Man's making bets. Let's go high.
What's happening?
So, what? What do you mean? I'm asking my friend filthy. How you are.
You just say filthy. We're back. Yeah.
No, because no, you don't. No, you no, said no, welcome no, no. back to filthy last year, but that's yeah. We've never done it. So fix up.
Bro, listen, yeah? If you're going to play alongside me here, we're going to need to at least.
You're playing alongside me.
All right, so you see at the top of the table, there's meant to be a synergy. We're not meant to be like our parents.
Yeah, we need symmetry.
Just like we know they broke up all the time. Can we just get along at the top of the table? We can argue.
Yeah, all right, cool, fine.
You
fine.
Can't.
All right, here's the thing. Here's the thing, yeah. We're back in an undisclosed location in the UAE. I'm moving out in around 3-4 days. I'm going to be a Dubai resident.
Same.
And a Emirati. You as well?
Thinking about it, definitely.
What are we going to do with our families?
What we always do is leave them.
Yeah. Yeah. What? You got something to say, Luz?
You can't say what? That.
You got something
bro.
To say?
Fuck those damn kids.
You know that? Trust me. No, but what I was saying, you're cool. That's all I was saying. Wiki, you cool?
Always good, brother. Yeah. Always good.
Have you found Dubai?
Bro, this is my first time and I've had a blast. I need to come back again still.
Where's your pearl necklace gone you had on the other day?
It's gone, man.
I thought I'm glad. Yeah?
No.
That was horrible.
What about like your pearl necklace? Like a surfer dude.
What one?
You got the anal bead joint.
Huh?
What?
Yeah. You not seen it?
No.
Steve-o.
What?
You ain't showed them the anal bead joint.
So you're just taking it left, bro. We're in a country of none of that. Allow it. You can't move here.
You started.
You can't move
that's
here.
That's why I'm coming to visit. It's my first time. I'm still trying to get my bearings.
Bamba.
Bear up and end up in jail, man.
You're going to get nicked.
You're going to end up in jail. You're going to find your bearings in jail.
Not me, mate. Clean.
No, Wick's on promise, though, man. He's a potential wonder kid.
Really?
Yeah.
No, yeah, for real. How old are you? About 30, bruv.
Yeah, you could still be a wonder kid at 30, though. Yeah.
Hey.
He done it. What the hell? He keeps talking about his pro day. What are we talking about here? Come on, man. If he can do, I can
do. And the disrespect again.
No.
I've just sat head to head with Ryan Babel and we was going at it.
Ooh, that's
what?
Why not?
Head to head is mad.
Head to head is mad.
Head to head's crazy.
Head to head is mad.
What head to head are you talking about?
Bro. So I'm saying. This is who I'm meant to be looking up to. This is ridiculous.
I do hear you. It's a bit difficult to look up to him at
say
times.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Anyway, we are here.
Yes.
To talk to a real wonder kid.
For real.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
Wicko, not you.
Mm-hmm. A generational talent. 100%. Yeah, we use that right this time, yeah. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. With no further ado,
mm-hmm.
let's welcome on Ravel
Morrison.
Two rounds ago, Morrison.
Big R. Big R.
Big RM.
Big RM.
RM. RM.
Oh, yeah. Big RM.
Yeah.
Big RM. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Richard Milley, Ravel Morrison.
Yes. How's it going, my brother?
It's good, you know. Yeah? Can't complain. Can't complain.
Before we start this episode, I just want to say we linked up a couple of days ago. We put on a bet for the football.
What's the bet?
I lost.
What was that, Arsenal bet?
It don't matter. But
Arsenal Villa?
No, we're not bet.
No, that wasn't that bet. But basically, I lost.
What was the bet?
What was the bet? The bet was basically the teams in the final are our filthy competition. Which one is going to win?
Who did you say?
I betted on the Mandem.
Okay.
Techie FC. And Techie FC really let me down.
I thought they were
going
to win, to be fair.
I did think they were going to win.
Was that their name? Techie FC?
Yeah.
They are Techie.
You man.
I know they can juke.
Bro, Ravro betted on obviously his team and his Mandem. I betted on my Mandem naturally. Came out losers. Haven't paid them.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Oh, haven't paid them.
You want me to collect?
Real one. I let him off, that's why. Let him off.
I was trying to be honourable. I'm a Lannister, but this one I was moving like a Targaryen.
Oh, that's a Game of Thrones.
Like a Targaryen still. Yeah. Didn't even pay.
Who's the Targaryen? Is that the dragons?
Yeah, man.
That's the Jon Snow. They do say you got the dragon breath. They said that, didn't they?
Pardon?
Anyway, Rav. What brings you to Dubai?
Football, you know.
Okay.
Football, yeah. Obviously, lifestyle as well is nice. Can't complain. Street League is part of it, yeah. But now, yeah, football.
Speaking of Street League, we got battered in a quarterfinal. hang on. Wait, yeah, can we get the rhinoceros out of the room, right? Yeah. Because Dan, you don't know that saying?
It's elephant.
Is that a milk? Hold on, wait.
Oh my God, tomato, tomato, man.
Listen, Dan, you was upset after the game.
Yeah.
You have to remember, we weren't even supposed to be playing, yeah? We have not played together. Menace was shit, yeah?
That's harsh.
It's all right. He's got a little bit.
But... I don't know, man. I just don't like the way we lost.
Yeah.
I told you, look, man, get me on, man.
We got you on, you got sent off.
Aye, what score did that end up?
5-1.
Oh, allow it.
What score did that end up?
To be fair, I won 1-0 in it.
You got a goal. We did get a goal.
I won 1-0. To be fair, I scored in it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, where's the nil?
I won because it was 1-0.
No, but you were also on the pitch for me because
it was 1-0.
You lost 5-1. Yeah, should we do like there's a mini intervention there? Because when you play football,
yeah, brother, you don't have no.
Should we do it here?
No, he was running all over the place. There's one time I got the ball. There's so much space in front of me. He drops in to get it like he's Pirlo.
Are you kidding? You remember that?
It's different if you're a dragon player with you. You understand more than anybody because we've kicked the ball at a high level, so you get it. You see, like when your centre backs can't really pass the ball.
Oh wow.
So you have to drop in to pick up the ball off your centre-backs in the DM.
11-a-side pitch, though.
Exactly. No, 100%.
Not a 7-a-side pitch. Please.
But do you know it is?
Not a 7.
Not a 7.
See, with the 7s, though, you still need to get the ball to your feet. Do you get what I'm
stretch,
trying to say?
Stretch it, bro.
What we stretching is 7-a-side, bro. There's not that much space.
But you need to find this. You know what it is? It's different. If you're dropping deep and you're bringing a man with you, fine. Got no issues with that.
Should have got me on. Black Raul. Christian Mo Salah. Come on, man. Come on, Briggsy. I would have multifaceted, bro. I'm everywhere.
Hey, Hackney, Ryan Babel.
Yeah, Hackney, Ryan Babel, Hackney, Iniesta.
Morrison, can I let you know? This guy plays in the forward position, and despite playing approximately 3 minutes, he picked up 2 yellow cards, which is more than anyone in the tournament.
I got the fastest Simbin in history.
I don't think he even touched the ball.
3 seconds.
I did.
But do you know what's crazy?
When I fouled him.
I don't understand why a yellow card means you get a sim bin.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, what, just 1 yellow?
Or yeah.
2?
1. Just 1 yellow.
Straight away.
1 yellow is dark. We're just down to 10 men. Quick.
Who put the refs? Is that you over there? Because some of them refs, boy. I had to apologise to them after. They was all there. There was 4 of them. I went up to them.
Refs and keepers.
Keeper.
You got to remember who sorts the keepers out as well.
No.
Ooh, is it?
I don't know.
I'm glad you said it because our keeper... letting four goals.
That, so, I was that game.
Did you do that on purpose? You gave us that keeper.
No, that was him. That could be now someone else, not me.
Oh, so Yuri's team won. And you, makes sense, Yuri.
Gave us a goalie that's wearing F50s. I knew it was dodgy. A goalie wearing winger boots. I never trust a goalie wearing winger boots.
Yeah, it was always, it was bad from the start, you know. He remember when he came out into midfield?
Done a little flip-flap type thing and he got tackled.
I know, but can I tell you something, though? He was a really good guy because we need to get shorts. And so he helped me go and get some shorts from the mall. So after, I was like, you should play for us. He goes, I play in goal. I said, incredible. Now, after the tournament, we've just been battered 6-1. We can all agree that he was pretty poor. He walks up to me and I'm just, you know, a bit of a disarray, a bit disappointed, thinking about loads of things. And he says to me, poet. And I'm like, what's going on, my guy? He goes, who do I go to get paid?
What?
Hey.
You know, like your whole life flashes before you, you start thinking about stuff. And you know where I said? Yuri.
But you know what? It's the UAE, man.
I know.
This is capital only. It's what they respect.
You're going to say ask for the shorts, Pacino. That's what I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say ask for the shorts.
Right, what is, talk to us about Street League, though. Street League, it was a blood. The tournament was incredible. It was an incredible tournament. We had a great time. And then we see you involved in Street League quite a bit. And
yeah, I go down every Wednesday. Well, most, every time I can get down on Wednesdays, yeah. It's a good turnout, so.
What's the level like, though?
It's high. It's high. It's a good level. There's a lot of ex-professionals that come down and play.
What ex-professionals have come down since you've been there?
Kev's been there. I'm sure Davidge was, I weren't playing, but Davidge was down there a couple of weeks ago. Obviously, Ryan Bubble was there.
Steve, the madman, came down. What? Am I not ex-professional? See, you lot of haters, man.
I weren't there for that one.
Unbelievable.
I weren't there.
Unbelievable.
Rivell said he wasn't there, so he didn't see you.
I weren't there. Did you say? I can't remember the rest. I've been there for like 2 years now.
Is it this small-sided football, is it something that's growing? Is it something that you feel like could potentially, because we've got Baller League that happens in the
Street
UK,
League.
Street League now, we've got...
Kings League, sorry.
Kings League.
Yeah.
How big can this profession get? Can people start wanting to just become 7-a-side ballers at one point rather than 11-a-side ballers?
I'd rather than a 7-a-side baller, you know.
Serious?
Yeah, it's more enjoyable, but no, I don't think it'll take over the game of 11-a-side, but it's always going to be there.
Rev, obviously you started quite young. Was you allowed to play street football or did they try and keep you away from that?
Yeah, they try to keep you away for like injuries and that, because when you're young, if you get injured, you're not really insured. Mm-hmm. Not like an academy level.
So how distracting is that? Because obviously when you're a youngster, you know football from playing with your friends. So then the moment someone goes, yeah, you can't even play with your mates, it's just over here now. Do you feel you lose out on something? Is it enjoyment? Is it even that little bit of... Because you see, Rooney wouldn't have been the baller he was if he didn't play on the roads. You wouldn't have been the baller you were if you didn't play
Foden
on the roads.
As
if
well.
You get taken away, Foden. If you take them away from that, what do they lose?
I didn't get taken away. You know what I mean? I carried on going. You don't have to say nothing. Just carry on going.
Yeah, man.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's where you learn most things. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You learn everything from there. But... It's one of them, isn't it? I carried on playing.
It's crazy being a footballer and in your spare time still going to play football. It's kind of mad.
I couldn't do it now. Not 32.
Nah, you could, man. You're still still a whip.
Once a week with Shreely is good. But like, I used to do it every day.
Is it?
Nah, body can't take it no more.
Because you get knocks, the fouls, the chopping the of your ankles.
Dead legs when you're
dead
young.
Dead legs.
You used to go off an hour. Now. Yeah. About 3 days.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's true, isn't it?
Age.
3 days. Age. Real, man.
Everyone's in the third floor and the fourth now. So,
but talking of ballers and skillful ballers, you've played with a lot, but I want to transition to something here, and that is Pogba, right? And Pogba said something in a video about yourself.
Let's play the clip.
Let's play the clip.
Let's play it into the microphone, please.
Is the best player of my generation. The generation, 93, that I've seen. I saw stuff, Neymar, quality, that we saw when he was at Santos, the Ravel was doing this with us. And we always want someone that you see with big talent to do good. He knows it. This is the good thing that he knows it.
That's crazy.
Neymar. Those are astronomical names.
Forget the names, bro. I said the best of the, not one of the best of the generation.
Rav, when you hear things like that, because he's not the only person that said that, and I'm not saying when he said it then, You would have heard that when you was younger when it was going on. How do you keep your feet on the ground? Like, does it affect you?
No, not really, you know. I just don't really pay attention to it. It's just words, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's just football's based on opinions.
But
obviously it is nice to hear. I respect like everyone saying it, but it's just words.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel it?
Nah, not Neymar's level, no.
When you were younger, did you know about Neymar and that?
Yeah,
and
of course.
Everyone knew who...
Yeah, no, I knew about Neymar. He's unbelievable.
Did you play against him at youth level and that?
No.
How old is he?
Brazilian, though,
isn't he? He's like two years above me. Yeah.
So what games at youth level did you play where you knew you smashed it against top quality opposition that we know of today?
It weren't just me though, was it? We had a very good team, you know.
So who's in your team?
Yeah.
Obviously we had the likes of Jesse Lingard, Paul Pogba, Tom Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Who else was there?
Went Derby.
Yeah, he was at Derby. I'm trying to think who else is there now that you'll know. You know Will Keane?
Will Keane, yeah, I do actually.
Mike Keane. Yeah, Michael Keane as well, yeah, twins. We had a good team, so. Very good team.
Who out of that team do you think should have played more? Like played, that should have gone on and done bits that never?
Probably Will Keane. Okay. Yeah, he's unbelievable.
Is it?
Yeah,
he's centre mid.
Yeah. Nah, he's a striker.
Oh, striker. Yeah.
What was his story then? How comes it didn't go the way in which?
Injuries, you know.
Is it? Yeah,
injuries. But he was probably better than Mike at one point. Mike's very good now, but he was better than Mike at one point, yeah.
That's crazy.
If you had to say one of them, who's going to go make it, it would be Will.
You know they say Michael's the best finisher at Everton.
Is it?
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Michael Keane?
Who says that?
Not Michael. He wants it.
Who said it?
He's the one, he's the Everton defender, right?
Yeah.
They say that in shooting, he is the best finisher at the club.
He sounds like Calafiori.
Right, I'll be honest.
Or like we had Alonso.
Who they got up top? Bebo or whatever his name is. Old school social media site. Bebo. They got Bebo up top, bro. It's dark. Like,
Justin Bebo is not doing nothing up there, boy.
So you mean to say you're at United going crazy. The whole world knows that you're coming and... Bun up. Yeah, nah. Whole world, innit? I think the whole world I can get away with it.
Yes.
But, and you didn't even feel like the, you know, like where, like Steve-O does it all the time. You know, like where you just
feel like you're him.
You feel like you're the guy. You're telling me you didn't feel like you was the guy?
Never.
He's lying.
No, nah, wait. He's lying, remember, in our face. Remember, yeah. Back in them days, there was no social media, there was no Instagram, so there's no clips going around or nothing. You just get on with things.
It's true.
It's different now.
If it was like, now, we
yeah,
would
it's different
know.
Now.
Yeah, but Deansgate don't lie.
That's a dangerous place. That's a good place. Talk about that one after.
No, but, hey, talking of that though, so you had Alex Ferguson there, and there's stories of Fergie. The way that he is, his relationships with players. I remember hearing a story of him turning up to a house party and dragging gigs out, right? I want to know what your relationship was like with Fergie.
It was good, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah, we got on well. I've got a lot of respect for him. Mm-hmm. He's a proper player's manager, mm-hmm. is that what you say? Yeah.
Like that. Man management,
yeah, he can do it well.
He's like maybe the last
standoff
was
and
a lot
yeah,
of
look yeah. over the players.
He
and that, yeah, yeah.
I heard he was never at the training ground like that. He would always let his coach and stuff.
He was at the training ground every day, but he didn't take the sessions. Yeah,
he never had to drag you out of any parties. I heard it was the gigs he hiding in the cupboard.
That's crazy. I didn't know it was.
Yeah.
Gigs.
Yard. It was at Lee Sharp's yard. Didn't he drag him out? Yeah.
Look, did you just added that or is that?
I read it in a book.
In a book.
Yeah.
Oh my god, nah. I'm done with this guy, you know.
I saw him drinking water this morning. I now believe he reads a book. 100%.
I was, you know, much. Yeah, I don't even want to talk where I went, but you don't know it was dark in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's exactly. Dark. It was dark in there, man. I'd be reading Lee Sharp's autobiography, bro. It's dark,
but at United, though, there's like obviously we always speak about the United stories and. There was a story that, you know, Alex Ferguson recommended you to Sam Allardyce. And I always thought to myself, nah, Ravel needs to stay at United. He's a baller. Was there any scenarios that you thought to yourself, Alex is going to kick me out of this club and somehow he just put his arm around you and had a conversation?
No, you know, we always got on.
Serious?
Always got on, yeah. Even when like, I was leaving, we got on. But it was, I would say, yeah, he recommended me to Sam Allardyce.
Rav, so the way I'm seeing it, because I've been around you, you're cool. Very cool. No, he's cool, man. He's very, very cool. But you think of the stories you hear and things like that. There's a lot of it.
All of it. I'd say all of it, but I don't know. Hey.
Do you know what it is, yeah? I feel like not everything can be bullshit. There's something you're missing out with. Come on.
You think I'm a good guy?
I think you're mad con.
I've let you off with money, you know. You've got to say I'm a good guy.
I'm not saying you're not a good guy, but I'm saying...
There's no smoke without fire.
Yeah, something must have occurred because the talent that...
Occurred?
Yeah. Something must have occurred.
Yeah, yeah.
Occurred.
Yeah, occurred. You lot don't know, understand yeah knees. That's why
I don't need these glasses no more, Makar. This is crazy. Occurred.
The reason why I'm saying something must have killed you, because you hear so much people talking about how talented you are and you should have been here, you should have been there. But then you also hear a lot of the negatives. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's like, what's the truth?
You're asking the man.
Yeah.
So at Manchester United, basically, because like you said, great relationship with Alex Ferguson. Mm. Highly spoken about at Manchester United. And then goes to Sebo's team. Like, it doesn't even make any sense to me. Do you know what I mean? It smashes
it. We're going to get there.
But before we get to the West Ham stories, what was it like being told you had to leave Man United? Was you comfortable with it? And what was the actual reasons? Was it too much competition at the time or you wanted to play first team football? It doesn't have to always be negative. Some players like Sancho goes off to another country because he wants to break first team football. He can't do it at the club he's at. You know, I can do it at Dortmund. I go there. Jude Bellingham. Can't go to Manchester United. They're telling me I'm going to sit on the bench. I go Dortmund. So there are times where young players do go to other clubs just to get the first team football. What was your situation?
I would say there was a lot of distractions in Manchester for me. But then also with the club. I think it was after we won the Youth Cup. A few of us got promised that we're going to be involved with the first team a lot more.
Okay.
And it never really come.
Politics, see? Sometimes really it's come. Politics.
But that's the reason why Pogba left as well. Because you're playing players that are right back and left back in the midfield.
I saw that.
But I'd rather put, straight after the Youth Cup, I would have put Pogba in there. But you're playing different players out of position and not giving other people a chance.
Was there a bigger gap then between the PL2 or first team football and youth football? Team. Because now, first teamers, you got average age of 23 anyway. There's kids in there. But at the time, squads were older. Squads were 30. You're bringing in kids to that. And the men's football thing was a much bigger difference. Do you feel like that was why you were maybe held back, but weren't given an opportunity straight away?
Possibly, yeah. But the players that was in that United squad when we all left was getting old.
Who was the players that you should have taken their place, so to speak? You say that fullbacks were going in centre midfield. Yeah, respectfully, exactly.
I'm not saying we should take their places, but you've got Scholes that retired and then come out of retirement and then played. Yeah. But he's not my position. But obviously you've seen what Pogba's done in his career. He's won the World Cup in it, but you should have given him the chance. Mm. Do you know what I mean? But you've not. Then you've put, I don't know if it was Fabio or Rafael da Silva in the middle instead of him. So it didn't really make sense. Do you know what I mean?
But you know what also need to understand as well, Dan, yeah? These man here probably trained with them as well.
Not much, though. Not as much as you would have liked to be, I presume.
No, we trained
They
a lot.
Trained Is with it? Them, we bro. Trained they, there's no much difference from reserves and the first team.
In terms of football?
In terms of training as a whole.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe at Manchester United, there's probably not that much of a difference.
No, of course not. Yeah, and bro, respectfully as well, he's not going to say it, but I will tell you for free because I've been here before. These men are probably badding them up in training. They're doing their thing in training.
You're watching, man. Come on, bro.
They're working them. You see when they're doing shape work, and they're picking their starting 11, they might get through the reserves and them, pop on them when I'm moving to them, bro. I'm telling you now. He ain't going to say it, I'll tell it for you.
I'll be honest with you. Good point, though. That's a good point.
Your youth team players, getting a bit of stick from older players and whatnot, but I want to take it to current players that have come out of the current academy. And that's Mainu. What's going on with Mainu right now? I want to get your thoughts on it. Is he being mistreated? Is it deserved? What do you think of him? What do you think of the whole situation?
I think they're taking a piss.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a top player, isn't he? I know you can't really say it's bad coming on just for a minute, but I don't know if they brought him on to take the piss for a minute, because he should really be playing a lot more than that.
1 minute is crazy.
Can't do nothing there. You might not even touch the ball.
No, bro. Contextually, if I'm trying to run down the clock, I might throw in a minute just, and it's not even anything personal about him.
Yeah, but...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you're losing, bring him on goes again. 15 minutes.
I tried to help you, Amarin, but yeah, you're a prick, man.
Can I give a devil's advocate? I don't know if he's devil's advocate, but speaking to my pal, Margs, who watches every game, he tells me there's been many times that Kobe's came on to try and make a difference or whatever, and it's not quite happened. Am I right there, Margs? So you're saying when people are saying, like, he should be playing, Margs is saying,
but then
not just Margs, by the way, but a lot of Man United fans are saying, no.
But then, like,
that's not me, by the way.
I hear him, but I'm like, Casemiro was playing every single week and playing poorly, and now eventually, Casemiro, I can't lie, he might have been one of the best DMs this season. And it's just like, I just think, am I right in saying, is it different for any other player? Don't we need minutes to get to where we need to be? Or is
he needs a run of games. Because you've seen the level he can play at.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? But he does need a run of games.
How about system-wise? Do you reckon the system favours him or doesn't favour him, so to speak?
You know what, yeah? I don't know what system United play. Oh. I only watch Arsenal.
Oh, you're an Arsenal fan?
Yeah, unless we're playing against United.
You're an Arsenal fan from Manny?
Yeah.
Why? Because I heard you say this to Adam McCullough and I couldn't stop laughing. Adam McCullough kept trying to... You're like, no, I'm an Arsenal fan. What is it about Arsenal? And Adam, I want you to listen.
It's Henri, bro. It's Henri.
Is it?
Yeah. Henri.
It's the fa-fa-foom, bro.
How did that go down, though? Like, how does that even start, you being an Arsenal fan from Manchester? Did it start off in your home with your parents, or was it just a choice you made in the playground?
When I was growing up, the way they played football.
Yeah.
Yeah, they was a team to watch, like the style of play. The way teams are playing now, they've always played like that.
For real.
I'm presuming, it's presumptuous, of course, but your family are Man U fans. No?
Just Man here U, and there. Man City.
Okay, yeah. So, like, to just go for a London club, you just... Just rebellious. Yeah.
Different.
That's a weird. I'm sorry. Just got on doing my own thing. That's cold.
I respect that though. Be yourself, man. Bear sons will support teams because their dad does and they cooked. You get what I'm saying? Like Spurs and doing all that type of stuff.
Bro, you're just saying that because you're a Londoner that supports Liverpool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, damn it.
You can't trick me, bro.
You're on the ball.
I have you right. My dad tried to make me support Spurs.
Is it?
Yeah, because I said, you're not even hardly here. I'm going Arsenal.
Oh, my God.
That man's not here, brother. He's telling me, you should support Tottenham. You should be supporting mum. Big man, this is priorities, bro. I support Arsenal, fam. What happened to my man?
Oh,
don't worry, he can't hear this anyway.
Stop doing that.
Broski.
No, but I don't care about how dark it is. You remember what you lot said about my mum? Yeah.
What? Huh?
I've never.
You lot just went mad
never.
At my mum.
No, Steve-O. Never.
Yeah, allow it. You
know what I mean? Oh my God, it's
someone said, so let me ask you this away from a bit of the United stuff. You enjoy watching football still and you enjoy football, right? Who are you watching at the moment? Who are you enjoying at the moment? Teams wise, like, are you a fan of the new pass, tiki taka? Because you seem like
I don't think every team should be playing like that. But a lot of teams try and play like that now. But a lot of teams don't have the players to play that. But the team that I watch is Arsenal, at the top of the table. Do you know what I mean? I don't have to watch anyone else.
For long, lad.
Don't have to watch anyone else.
Do you reckon Rav, you're going to win the league?
I don't know, you know.
Yeah, I respect that, man.
We might have messed up on the weekend.
Yeah, 2 points, City. Yeah. He's chasing his younger brother down. He knows, man. Arteta, he knows his moves, man. I'm going to catch you.
I told you to bet me, though. You're not confident.
You don't pay your bets. How can you say that
on this episode?
Exactly.
And you owe man money.
Hey, what word do you... Hey, what word? What word?
We'll talk about focus.
Concentrate.
I wasn't concentrating still, so hey, Rav, no, you're right.
We've spoke off cam. We've had a little debates off cam that I want to bring to this. So you seem... Like, you made a good point there. Not all teams should play like that. So you've got a bit of a... The generation you've come up from, you're a bit of both, right? Now I ask you, right? Gary Neville. We've had this Gary Neville debate, right backs, Poe's probably going to get upset. You're like me, and you shouldn't change this. We said Gary Neville at one stage was the best right back in the world. I agree with you, but are you changing it to the Premier League or are you sticking with that?
What world?
You know what, yeah? Premier League's arguably the best league in the world. So if he's the best in the Prem, he's got to be the best, one of the best in the world, don't he?
I like that.
He did say one of the best, but not the best.
I like the way the wording changed. I like you got meticulous like that.
Ravi killed me there, you know.
I didn't know he was that smart.
I
didn't know he was that smart.
And I hate your point, but I think what
it's got to be out of him and Cafu.
Yeah. Like,
he's top three.
Two
in the world.
Things oh, can be right.
Who said Cafu off camera?
You did say that. You did say that. No, you did say that.
I preferred watching Cosmin Contra than Gary Neville.
Oh, what about Seamus Coleman? That's a proper right back. You know what I'm saying? Still going.
12 grand he cost. That's what he cost 12 grand.
50 grand, no?
I don't, bro, he costs less than a kettle.
All right, so what did you cost to go to West Ham? Because that was, honestly, that goal against Spurs alone, that's when I knew you was an Arsenal fan. I could feel it. So what happened? What was that move like? And what was it like moving out of Manchester and then moving into London?
You know what? Yeah, for the first 6 months, it was difficult, you know.
Serious?
Yeah, it was difficult. Because all I knew was home.
Dean's Gate.
Do you know what I mean? Dean's Gate. All I knew was Manchester, but I think that was one of the first times I've been in London as well.
So what did you think?
Arsenal. Mad thing.
He was the opposite in Manchester. You know, like, when's the last time you went to Manchester?
You know what? We lived our whole life thinking that the rest of the country just is rocking with us. Like, we thought that we was running the show. And then we went, man, he was like, oh, they got their own
stuff.
They got their own London, you know?
They got their own buckers.
I couldn't believe it. They're self-sustaining. Like, I couldn't believe it. I thought they was having to come to London to get bread and milk and that.
What you say, first 6 months, difficult. What was difficult? You say it was being away from home. What changed that? Just time?
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Nah, you know what? I moved to Birmingham. So I was in the middle.
You traveled down to London?
So I was in London twice a week and then rest of it, Manchester. So I went to Birmingham, innit? So I was in the middle of it then.
I heard, this is all like stories and speculations and stuff. But I heard when you went to West Ham, apparently when you signed your contract and blah, 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 you went down there with like 10 of the man them and said, yo,
you definitely heard that. You're making this up now. 100%. I don't even have time.
Listen, I'm not wearing my fake stat tee today. I'm being dead serious. Facts. Normally, I'll come and do clickbait. I'm not even clickbaiting. I heard when you came down, you was on the thing of like, yo, if I'm moving down, I don't want to get homesick. I need a mansion with me and my mandem in it. That's what I heard.
No.
But again,
no.
It could all be speculation.
He is not now Ranger.
All right. I hear it, but I've got to ask, bro.
All right. You and Wilf, that under 21 game.
Oh, no, wait. Let's pause because we're still talking about West Ham.
Yeah.
Let's just not leave.
When you're at West Ham, them times. Huh? When you're at West Ham, them times when you play that game. See? Yeah. That's what it's a.
Do you know
focus.
What's how honest I am. My bad.
Thank God for that time.
Yeah.
Wait, go on, Galarjard, boy.
So, yeah, I can't remember who it was against, but under-21s, England, you and Wilf weren't, you weren't passing to Wilf. You was running through the other team.
You know
team.
What, yeah, it's a lie of that, though.
Yeah, go on.
Chat to them.
It was, do you know, remember Saido Berahino?
Yeah. He was
so
good at one stage.
We was both on two goals. So the game, I'm not going to disrespect the opposition,
yeah.
But the game's done.
Yeah.
It was like 10 minutes left, and obviously we made a bet on the pitch, like first one to get the hat-trick. So obviously we just The first one to get that.
A man said, I'm not going to disrespect opposition. Man's making bets. Let's go high.
That's cold.
Oh, respectfully.
On, San Marino fixtures, man. That's what it feels like.
Now go on.
So
you just stopped passing?
Nah, I didn't stop passing, but I probably should have passed. But I licked a shot and it flew over the bar.
And is that when Wilf
stepped
to you?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened after the game? Change room. What happened? Like, is it going off?
Nothing happened. He didn't even come in the change room. He's upstairs with his brother.
Oh, he didn't come in the change room?
He didn't come in the change room. So when he's done a podcast recently, I said, something happened in the change room. He was never in the change room.
What did he say happened in the change room?
He said that I was quiet, this and this and that, but...
He's one of them, man.
Yeah.
Get HMRC on him. Let's get HMRC on him.
He's not even like that.
He was never in the change room. And then there was never a problem because at the end of that season, I seen him in Cancun. He was with his friends, I'm with mine. And then normal conversation. Yeah, yeah. So there was no problem.
He's blessed. He's blessed.
He's cool. Yeah. I don't mind him. He's.
But have you seen, like, obviously, Wilf, what he's doing now? He's always, people are always talking. He's always complaining. It always seems like he's moaning now. So, you know, when I saw that, I didn't put you at fault, even though in the press's eyes, you're the bad guy. You get what I'm saying, innit? But now I see Wilf, I can see he's super annoying. What do you think of Wilf?
No, we're not doing that. Wilf is man's legend still. Man was with him at Palace.
I think he's just passionate. He's just passionate about football. Yeah, yeah.
Passion and annoyance are like that, man. They're cousins.
Oh, come on, man. It's not.
Sometimes though, when you're the player that sees things and you are the one that always talks, you're going to get that stigma. But it's just, he's talking things and a lot of the time, he's not lying. But, West Ham, because I want to talk about West Ham because I went to watch him most games. Unbelievable. When it was cooking and then all of a sudden, something, Big Sam, because I knew Henry Lansbury was there. I don't know if he was there when he was there. H was there, right?
That's crazy. He just followed me right now, like 10 minutes ago.
And then I don't know. Yeah,
I was thinking, what?
H was saying Sam didn't like him playing football. Obviously, he's come from Arsenal. He's meant to play the football on the ground. And he said he didn't like it. Is that a true statement?
He should have been playing. Because he was also when we was in the Championship.
Yes.
So he should have started most games.
My favourite season ever.
He's a footballer.
Did you get into the England team? You didn't get into the England team then. I think you should have around that time.
Even just based on that goal, what was that training going on?
Oh my God, ridiculous. Both feet off the floor. Left foot. Mad thing. Like, are you crazy?
Dark. You know where the cameras, just a random camera just catching.
A little back heel thing, right?
Yeah, the back. It was crazy, bro.
I could do that, but...
I want to know because it's kind of interesting. I would have thought, especially after I saw that goal against Tottenham, one of the worst Premier League sides of all time. When I saw that fantastic goal you scored, I would have thought you and Big Sam had a good relationship, maybe a better relationship than Sir Alex Ferguson. And you said Sir Alex Ferguson was super cool, even when you were leaving. Were you and Sam super cool as well? Or?
Yeah, we had a good relationship. You know, I still think he's all right. Me, he's a good manager. Yeah. He's a very good manager.
Best England record ever.
What happened? Like, because you was playing sick. What happened, bro? Like, I'm a West Ham fan, tats on me, everything. What the hell happened?
They
give me asses now.
Yeah, man.
They offered me a contract, and I would have signed it. But they offered me a contract, and then they wanted me to go through someone else, not my own agent, to do the contract. So obviously, I turned around and said, I can't do that.
Who's the owners? Sullivan and that.
Yeah, no, there's nothing to do with them, though. Okay. Yeah, there's nothing
is
to
it
do
Big
with
Sam?
Them. Yeah.
Wait!
Ay, ay, ay.
It's dark, you know. And forget, there's brown envelopes all over this sport, bro.
This is
mad. Some stuff about Big Sam, man. With 1 minute to go, say, you used to say to players on the bench, what's your appearance if they're winning and that? What's your appearance fee? And we'll split it.
Allegedly,
I heard that. Yeah.
Do you know why you gotta believe it? You just seen videos of Big Sam doing things he shouldn't be doing. But 100% England record.
You just love a bit of money, man. Sometimes that's your thing. Like you love a pound coin.
So West Ham, Premier League. You're still in the Premier League when you've got to West Ham. Did you ever think to yourself that, do you know what? If it doesn't work out at West Ham, I'll go to another club and so on and so forth. Or did you see yourself going abroad? Because I remember you went to. Am I right in saying Italy?
Yeah.
Lazio.
Mm-hmm.
What was that experience like?
Dark. Further away now from Manchester.
Oh yeah, for real.
nah, it was He was all right. The first year was a good experience.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But then after the second year, it's like I wanted to be playing a lot more than I should.
Is it just the distance from home that was difficult? Or is it the circumstances? Because sometimes you can, like, for example, when Reyes joined Arsenal, I heard that in Barney, they just created a whole house which was very similar to him, to the one that was in Sevilla. So then he felt a little bit more comfortable. When you've gone to Lazio, I imagine Italy's a whole different kettle of fish in comparison to England. Is the transition that much, does it make things that much more difficult purely because there's nothing to remind you of home, so it's difficult to almost get that sort of feeling that, yeah, man, I want to play football?
Yeah, when I first got there, they didn't really help neither.
Serious?
Yeah, they didn't really help. At the time, it was Pioli, Stefan Pioli.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember him.
He's a good manager, but the club itself didn't help you.
When they say it didn't help you, they didn't offer no support outside of it. Didn't try and get, you know, Italian lessons that they gave to Trent like 5 months before he signed for Real.
Nah, so they don't like help you out with apartments or houses. Like help you looking at it. So you're just in a mud by yourself. Yeah.
I went Italy not to play a school trip. And, no, I'm going to tell you something. It relates, I think. He won't say it, but I'm going to say this. I remember a guy come up to me. You're going to have to bleep this one out, Rob or Greg. And he went, "Hey, friend." Yeah? Yes, bro. Yes, bro. Like that.
What he said, you're the N-word friend.
Yes, bro. But he weren't talking hip hop. He was like trying to be friendly. He was like, "Hey, Anyway, and then another experience I had, same thing, loads of guys on little Vespas, like all surrounding us, like the country didn't feel like they liked us, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, you don't need to tell, you don't have to tell, explain what I'm saying, it's there.
You know, I don't want him to say it, don't worry. Let's protect yourself. Why me? Because of the green eyes.
No, Lazio, we're at Lazio now.
Do you know what I do want to go into though, yeah? Like, I feel like fans and people don't understand that you're a normal human being. Do you get me? We're all in touch with our emotions and stuff. So what kind of dark times was you kind of going through? But I want to know this stuff, bro. I don't know. Hey, about you. I want to know this stuff, bro.
This ain't a counselling session, man. Don't worry,
I want to know.
When you wear that tank top, you turn into a rat bitch.
I don't want to be. Call me a counsellor. Call me what you want. I want to know.
You're a counsellor.
The same reason why you was going to ask him about the nego. I don't care about that. But I care about this, bro. Footballers go through dark times, especially when they go from abroad. He already found for us.
It's a fun podcast, man.
I hear it, man. You know what? Don't answer it.
Well, who's the best player that was at Lazio, man?
Let's keep it G, man. You can answer that. But I just want to say, because again, bro, still you've travelled. You've played with some of the best. You've scored great goals. How many career games you had?
I don't know, you know. Not many.
You have though.
No, I actually don't know, you know.
Over 200? Yeah, I'd say. Don't know. You can get that up. That's why I say I need a laptop like my man. But,
you don't want to be like my man, bro.
That's a laptop. But let's get that up. Because, bro, like, people always talk like you haven't had a career. That's how some people talk. You had a career. Played in Mexico and around the world and... Talking to one of my good friends that's done the same kind of thing, Colin Kazim, bruv, it's made him such an experienced adult now, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, end of games. Do you reckon off the field, that's a good question. Off the field, do you think that the travelling has definitely helped you? Because Deansgate is difficult. It's a bit like in Tottenham, we have something called the Edge. It was Edge in Tottenham, I'm telling you, the Yardie dance finishes at 5 o'clock and you're going to school at 9. People had to get out of the ends in order to figure out how to go on day to day. When you are so Manchester to a certain extent, do you feel football was the best thing for you to sort of venture out? And because I know friends that are still in the ends now, no passport, mad. It's crazy.
It gets like that.
It gets like no passport, bro. I say to them, yeah, I'm going Brixton. They're like, what? That's too far. I'm like, big man, get a passport, move, go Croydon, something. Do you think that traveling definitely helps you in your life with your career?
Definitely. Yeah. Like Colin, I know Colin as well. Like, if I didn't play football, I wouldn't have had the experiences in life that I've got. Do you know what I mean? Which I'm grateful for.
As far as moving clubs here and there, some players they need to get away from their hometown because everything is too familiar for them. It's too easy for them, kind of thing, to be distracted. And then they move to abroad or whatever it is and they can lock in and focus. Were you one of those players that could focus, or did you just feel homesick?
A bit of both, you know. There's a bit of both to it. Like, I could lock in, but I do feel homesick at times. A lot of times, and it normally comes down, you know, when you're not playing. That's when you've not played 3, 4, 5, 6 games, and then it becomes like, oh, I miss home now.
If you could change one thing about your career, like whether it was a move, a dance you shouldn't have been at, whatever it is, yeah, what would be the one thing you'd change?
Play with me, probably. I don't know, did he say that?
Well, burn up, man.
Oh, burn up, man.
I don't think Ravel wants to play with you, bro.
Burn up, man.
As an Emirati, I don't think he's allowed.
Yeah, yeah. He's wearing a street league top, so I'm just thinking, we.
No, probably, I shouldn't have left United.
Serious?
That's probably, yeah, that's probably my biggest regret. Even though I enjoyed my time at West Ham, or it could have been not to leave West Ham, but that wasn't my fault. Do you know what I mean? That didn't play in my hands.
How easy would it have been? Obviously, you've got loyalty to agents and all the rest of it. How easy would it have been to say, look, John, look, man, for my career, let's let them do this deal here. We'll find out a way that you can still maybe get peace. If not, if he wants the best for your career, probably just says, look, that's still like, or was it a thing of, I got to stick with my agent? You're not like, because sometimes.
He's the one that got me there though, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? So now I can't, now I'm there. Now
but you got
well.
You there to play and for your career and your future.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I would have done the same probably. Like I've got management.
That's why loyalty's priceless, bro.
Yeah. But if he's
are you still with the same agent now?
No.
he should have went, man. Listen, football is a business, bro.
Yeah.
There's no sympathy in football, bro.
There's none. At all. There's no sentiment.
That's what
in
I just said, and you said loyalty.
Yeah, but you can. He's loyal to you. I thought his agent was someone from his end or something. You know, the man them get the man them in there.
No, but even though, if
he was, even if he was,
you say, look, Looney. Even if he was, though, you say, look, like you're thinking of the future. If he's got a club, he's in a Premier League club. That's going to benefit you anyway.
If I have a son, I'm meeting Florentino Perez if Real Madrid want to sign him, bro. He's talking to me. He's talking to me, bro. Brother, we want 120. We want 120. No. You understand? I don't care, bro.
Yeah. But if your son can go to Madrid and then he said, well, we're not dealing with loons. We want to, you know, imagine that. Yeah, that's what's going to happen anyway.
You're going to meet me.
Okay. Could you imagine him going there? Yeah.
And you hear about the parents, you know? There's a couple parents coming out. I'm sorry to say, it's just that it's so widespread. Like, Maitland-Niles, that's my brother. But his mama Arsenal was on a woo.
Do you know who looks smoky, though? Your mom's dad. Your mom's dad looked like, yeah.
Hustle hard 304. You got a rate, man, like that.
What is that thing? Hustle hard 304. That's an Insta.
Yeah.
No,
you're joking, man.
Yeah, and the mom's dad, bro. That's me, bro. I'm on that. That's going to be me, bro. Hustle hard, bro. My son, you're saying. Come on.
But hang on. So to finish the question to you, because you're the one that said, look, like, if the Madrid said, I'm sorry, hustle hard. we want to go through this person and it's benefiting your son because he's going to get a club 6 years, all the rest of it. What are you doing?
I'm still sitting in there and looking in that man's eyes. Are you sure you don't want me in this room? Understand? We need a conversation, bro. Like, no, it's my son here. You get what I'm saying to you?
Going back to Ravel, though. Ravel, one thing we speak about a lot is the Man United and the players you played with then. Let's go through some of the other clubs, like West Ham, for example. Who were some of the best players that you played with at West Ham and who did you not expect to be good that was good?
Probably Martin O'Boyle.
Yes! I knew you were going to say it.
Yes!
I knew it.
Yes!
Life.
I held it in to not say it. I knew he'd say it. Thank you.
I think he should have got a chance at England.
Thank you.
Serious.
Yeah, he's very good.
We didn't lose the ball, innit? Good ball retention, innit?
They're underappreciated in general.
But you know what it is? I think players like that, yeah, and it's maybe something small, but when some people are just not, like, they don't really care about football like that, so they wouldn't know someone like Martin O'Boyle, great player. But when you get your opportunity to be widespread last minute against Man United, brought off the bench and you miss it, you're just like, oh.
What's that about? Do you remember what I done as well? I said, this is it. Is no it? Steps up. And he missed a pen, you know, bro. But that, don't do that, though. That's that there's poor.
What's but
that?
You know what
he's done so much.
What was he like? But that's what you want to pause.
That's not, brother. I'm sorry. One thing we know we need in football is you need a mentality. You need to be a mentality monster. The fact that the responsibility was given to Mark Noble when he's the captain of West Ham, he's told he should play for England, he's given all this glory, go score the last minute penalty from 12 yards against Manchester United and you miss.
It changes your whole career.
So out of the 15-year career, or probably longer, he's got no he can't do responsibility because he missed the one
West Ham, not disrespect, not disrespect to you lot, some of the things you've got to do at West Ham is not necessarily Man United or Arsenal, or you're not going to have an opportunity to just, I can't think of many things, maybe in Championship football, but I don't know. But Manchester United is a big moment. That's a big moment, last minute, but it's a big moment. I just think if you score something like that, who knows? But I think if you miss something like that, everyone that didn't want to give you a chance goes, I told you.
I hear you, but
you know what I'm saying?
You know what, Paul? I remember another time against Arsenal, it's when Bobby Zamora mash up your team and mash up Campbell, send him half time. I remember Noble stepping up them and getting MOM. So there's been times that...
No, he's a good player.
Did he regularly... Was he always the dressing room sweeper?
No.
Yeah, because that's him. That's his role.
He's well-respected. Well-respected.
Seemed like no nonsense. Bro,
what other players at West Ham, training. Apart from not Mark Noble, surprised you, Ben? You said, no, he can play.
Henry Landry. Jeez. Obviously, when I
H, you're going to love this.
Obviously, when I first come to West Ham, he was there as well.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know much players.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't really watch football like, do you know what I mean?
You watch Arsenal.
West Ham was in the champ, so I didn't really pay attention, but obviously I got there and he was wicked.
Yeah, he's a bad boy. Yeah, wicked. Bad boy.
He was up front, Carlton Cole, didn't he?
Carlton Cole's a good player.
Yeah, man. That's a good little team that was.
Yeah.
Good little team.
I'm interested to know, because I didn't really know much of the Lazio team. Who were some of the players in Italy that were good, if any, when you played over there with them?
In my team?
Yeah.
Miroslav Klose, he was there.
Miroslav Klose!
I saw he had like the World Cup record.
Yeah, still I think.
That's a
Oh, Mbappe might be on the...
Who's beating it?
Not beating that, Mbappe. Mbappe's getting close though.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
He's getting closer. I know Klose is there though. That's, I mean, seven of them were against Saudi Arabia, but it is what it is.
You remember Philippe Anderson?
At Lazio or West Ham?
Nah, at Lazio, he was there.
That's when he
blew
on the scene, innit?
Yeah. He come to us, I just wanted him to be that one.
Yeah.
But he never was, man.
London lights, man. Bro, it's dark. The London lights is dark. Those red buses, man, it's not easy, bruv. Mm.
Hey, Westfield.
Well, you know the red bus, don't you? You crashed one.
Stole one.
A man stole a bus at 15. Crazy.
How was you, bro? I was.
No, that's not me. That's not me.
I was Ravel Morrison of Norwich, bro.
Ah, that's so sick.
Yeah, I had the Norwich Ravel Morrison new name, bro. Hey, Christian Mo Salah, Hackney Iniesta, Black Rao, Briggsy. I'm not gonna play a right back, Carl. I wanna see if I can do.
And
Black
all Lam. These names he gave himself.
I know.
It's crazy.
What other players? So those two definitely legends.
Stephen De Vrij.
Yeah.
He was there. Stefan De Vrij.
Is he Dutch?
Yeah, in at Milan now.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good player, yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Italian League, what was it like when you was over there? Because that's something I watched when I was younger. Go Lazio. I thought Italian League was the best. Then I thought Spanish, then I stayed with England. Italian
after
League
the corruption,
was
though, it went a bit downhill, didn't
it's
it?
After that situation with the Inter Milan and Juve thing, my respect for it kind of went down, so I didn't pay that much interest in it. Maybe I should have paid a little bit more. Jad absolutely loves it. You'll meet him afterwards. Talk to us about the Italian League at that point, though.
It was good. It's technical, but very slow. Very slow. But there's a lot of technical players there. It's a defensive league.
Sound.
I mean?
You get a defender from Italy, he's usually a sound defender, like Calafiori. Like he's
quality, yeah.
You know what I mean? You get an Italian defender, usually they know what they're doing.
What was your favourite position? Like what was not your favourite, what did you play best at?
I'd say number eight.
What?
No,
oh my God.
No, it's correct. Yeah.
Boys. Like.
Nah, I got it. I get what you're saying.
What?
You got John Wayne to pack.
I don't want you. And what everyone, kind of I don't want you to get it.
Do you know what? I'll never defend you again. Don't worry.
Where did you like playing on the pitch?
Centre midfield.
Eight.
Is box to box?
Nah,
not box to box. Just an advanced eight,
advanced playmaker eight.
Not number 10 because it's too high.
Yeah.
But like the eight.
Oh, because it's too high. You want to be more involved. Yeah.
What would you say is the hardest position to play on a pitch?
I'd say striker, you know.
Because
if you're not in a good team, you don't touch the ball for 15, 20 minutes and you can drift out. I don't know how good people's concentration is, but I played striker before and then...
Yeah,
somewhere else.
Start thinking. I turned the cooker off and then think they
hit
the ball.
So, bro, you can understand why I was dropping in deep the other day, right? As a striker.
Not on a 7-a-side pitch, though.
You can understand, though, right? You just said it.
No, on an 11-a-side pitch.
You can understand. That's why you're my boy.
On an 11-a-side pitch. Because I'm not 7-a-side, different.
And you wasn't a striker?
I was.
No, you was not.
You meant to be. A centre back.
Yeah, because my centre backs were anyway. Street league, man.
Yeah, we got the street league.
Well, you said you're watching Arsenal. Let's talk about Arsenal. Some of their players. What players are you most impressed with from this Arsenal team currently?
The whole squad.
Yeah, I love the way you talk. Squad,
you know what I mean?
Whole team.
This, I promise you, like you're disappointing, right? Because like he is, man. He's a typical Arsenal fan.
Yeah.
He is a typical.
Their setups.
Mad thing. God damn it, man.
Nah, I'll say Declan Rice.
When people say that he's in the same ilk as Gerrard, can you see what they're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can see it. Yeah, he's not saying he's good as. They're the same.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's good as, but
like he's an all-action.
Yeah.
All action midfielder.
He's very good.
Yeah, I know he's very good. Yeah. I know Declan. He wouldn't be top of the league.
He's a leader as well, isn't he? Do you know what I mean?
Future Arsenal captain?
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd put him there now.
Yeah, I know, I would as well.
I don't think he's for Odegaard, I'll be honest. Like, Odegaard's quality, but let's let him play.
Odegaard's quality though, isn't he?
Odegaard, I love Odegaard. And I heard the whole tip when Reece Nelson forwarded down to Filthy, I said to Reece, like, how comes out of curiosity Martin Odegaard is captain? He said, Paul, every player in that changing room trust Martin Odegaard. Trust Martin Odegaard.
Bro,
like,
so baller. Absolute baller. I don't think they should take the captain. I know we look at...
Yeah, but you should give him the club captain.
Yeah.
But on field, put Declan Rice captain.
Interesting.
Do you know what I mean?
Or Gabriel, man. You got...
What's the difference of that?
It's two different things.
Yeah.
Like, he's the club captain, so he's like training, change rooms, organisation, everything, fines. But then on pitch, on field, Declan Rice...
Basically, he's like a prefect.
You're an idiot. The best ability is availability, and I want my captain to be there every, or at least 33 out of the 38 games. Do you know where I'm coming from? And I can't, I don't know, sometimes I think, will Martin get me 25 games? Do you know what I'm saying? Because, and then
big
I
class,
think,
isn't he?
Best captains of the past, they've been there. Steven Gerrard, he was there. Mark Noble,
he's not Liverpool's best captain.
Who's Liverpool's best captain?
Hendo.
No, that's not facts. But it goes.
Wonder,
but we're talking best player that was our captain. We're not changing the name.
Hendo's
yeah.
the best. Most
There's
successful.
Some argument to say that Steven Gerrard in that side that Hendo was in, he probably wins the World Cup. Liverpool might win the World Cup over there, guys.
Yeah, if only,
innit?
Saka.
If buts maybe.
Saka. Would you? How high do you rate him?
Yeah, wicked. Like, very, real, very good.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Mm. It's crazy, isn't it? Because it doesn't look.
Why are you not having him?
No. I love little Saka.
I love little Saka.
But I feel
the little man different.
Like, why did you do that?
He's tiny.
Yeah, but there and is like little man. Because like, I'm not standing up. If I was standing up, it'd be there, wouldn't it? But you know what it is. I rate him. I rate the efficiency. Efficiency,
but a lot of the Arsenal fans say how, like, I just feel they overrate him. And I think it's more, if they just looked at what he was good at in the consistency, the efficiency, then it would be more of a balanced.
He's class, man. He's class. But I think he gets Arsenal tax, like all of them get. Like they should.
What do you mean?
Like, because they are such a quality team. That's the best team in Europe right now. For me, Arsenal.
Who's the best team in Europe?
Arsenal
the best.
But prove it. Win a league, win a Champions League, prove it. What's the point of being good for no reason?
You've already said it, man.
I think he's 7 out of 10 each week, but can give you the higher number, but he's definitely a 7.
I totally agree.
Yeah,
totally.
But people will have you think, a lot of Arsenal fans.
That's a 9 every week.
So the other day when I'm seeing people saying stuff, it's because of the fans. Other clubs are now trying to pick up, like we say, what you just call it there?
The Arsenal tax.
Yeah, and I don't like that for him.
There's one person that I think got a bit of Arsenal tax, and I was never really convinced by them. So maybe the fact that I haven't played the game professionally, between yourself and Steve-O, you could explain to me maybe what contributions he's making on the field that I'm clearly not seeing. Or maybe I'm right.
So you didn't
Victor Gyökeres is a player. Oh, sorry, and John Wick.
Cheers,
Victor,
bro.
You didn't do pro.
Chill out, man.
No, shut up, man.
Yeah. Go on.
I said, chill out, you're not even that good.
Idiot.
Victor Gyökeres. I still am not entirely convinced by Victor Gyökeres, you know, as an Arsenal striker.
The way he spun that bottle, nor is he.
I'm not even trying to get at him or anything like that. My man's a pro, bro. He's made it.
He's a machine.
I tried.
But
I didn't.
He's not the machine for Arsenal, innit?
He's not Arsenal's player.
Yeah, he's not an Arsenal player.
He's not an Arsenal player.
Where would you see someone like Victor Gyökeres more suited?
Yeah, Man United or someone.
Serious?
Mm.
Yeah. Do you know what it is? I feel like, I don't know, are Arsenal trying to change their identity a little bit? Because for so long it's had footballing strikers.
What we said they needed, that was the, we all sat, well, not on this table, but we all said that, okay, the Arsenal players usually this, this and this and this, but we think if they go and bring in a robust player, that might give them the extra edge.
Is he a good striker?
His touch is a bit baggy though.
And then also, I spoke to someone recently at one of the champ teams, and they said, and I know it's a different league, but they said in the champs, he's Harry Kane.
In what? Champ?
Who? In championship.
Oh, he's that championship Harry Kane and he's at Arsenal. Yeah, this is all wrong,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, he's drag racing a bus there.
And do you know why it's wrong as well? I said to Ravel, where could you see him playing? He said for a team that finished 15th last season. So, and this is not even me being disrespectful. I'm just looking at everything on the table and I'm just saying, this doesn't make sense, pounds or pence to me at all.
But he's joined your team and your team are now top of the league. And people that were hating them are saying they're the best team in Europe. Like, so he's obviously brought something. Maybe he's him being in the team, just being in the squad makes other teams have to set up different.
He's an option. He offers something slightly different, like what we've got in like a...
He offers nothing, bro.
Like
don't
a bit,
touch
no,
the ball,
but
man.
That's rubbish. He does.
He's a battering ram. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, he's got mentality. My man left his gal, moved to London and said, woo, I respect it. She's still back at home. Calafiori done the same thing. Woo. Of course.
Find yourself, man.
You're not coming to Arsenal. You can stay here. We got things doing. So I respect that part. How about Eze? This is the guy I love now. It's his cousin, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah. It's a legend. Super legend.
He's Congolese and Eze is Nigerian. But
you're just a hater, bro. That's facts, though. I promise you. You're just a D-Cat hater, bro. I hate that for you.
No, D-Cat is... Why you mentioned the system, bro?
Why you mentioned I'm Congolese?
Talk to us about Eze. Why was it such a good signing? And what qualities has he brought to the Arsenal side?
Say again.
Eze, why is he such a good signing? Because we believe he's a good signing. And what qualities has he brought to Arsenal that maybe we didn't have before?
Just we needed a left winger that can come in and just not be direct and play football. Do you know what I mean? That's what we needed. And obviously, that's what we got now.
He's cold.
Direct Martinelli is wicked, but I put Martinelli up front over.
Serious?
100%.
You think Martinelli can do it up front?
No, I first saw him as a striker. That's when I first saw him. Yeah.
That's what I do.
The only thing I'm scared about Martinelli is when he plays left wing, for example, is the moment you're playing against a team that's got a low block or there's no space in behind that fullback, I'm like, he's not really that effective. So that's why in Champions League, they'll go at us. So in Champions League, he goes mad. But if there's no space in behind, I don't really see much of Martinelli. And I'm thinking, in the middle of the park at Arsenal, you're going to get no space at all, really.
You need to be really clever.
I remember watching the tapes of him in Brazil. And I know, and I keep saying this, and I always mention how injuries can just affect you. And sometimes it takes sometimes 3 years to come back from major injuries, right? Yeah, fully, right? But I just remember watching the tapes on him in Brazil as a 9. And I'm like, this kid, so I know he can do it. I know he can do it around tight space. Maybe he might need a run of 10 games or something like that.
His finishing's kind of decent as well.
Yeah, man. Remember
you guys ever played him up top?
Yeah.
Has he done well?
Yeah.
He was all right.
He was, at the start of last season.
He was
doing well.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Because a lot of your goals come from the wing, it's like, do you need a striker that...
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost.
On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Has a bit more of a ball playing.
Yeah, but Arsenal need a
really
someone
need Giroud,
that can finish,
man.
But just a false number nine.
Yeah, you need Giroud.
Not a striker, striker.
Yeah,
Kai Havertz.
Yeah,
Kai Havertz. So out of that, so Havertz, Jesus, you're saying Martinelli. Where's Gyökeres? If you're the gaffer, is he your you got four.
You got to pick the three strikers because Martinelli's never going to play.
All right, so out of them
three, the three strikers:
Jesus, Havertz, and Gyökeres. Who's your first?
Second and third.
Probably I'll go Jesus.
Yeah.
Havertz.
But then they'll complain anyway that he don't get enough goals. This is why Arsenal fans can't win the league.
I feel like if Jesus plays
can
in this
Mr.
team. Sorry,
finish
go on, go on, go on.
The
yeah,
order?
Yeah, right, you're right.
No,
you're
no,
right.
Jock last, isn't it? He's last for
serious?
Me.
Serious?
Yeah, he's third place.
Third place is dark. Oh, with the kids, boys.
Oh, last sounds worse than third as well, isn't it? Last.
It is what it is, bro. I feel like everyone on the table will put him third, though. Let's be honest.
So then what did we sign him for? Because
just to say we signed somebody.
You know who we would have signed? We should have signed, what's he called from Madrid? Hendrick.
Yeah, Hendrick.
He don't play there, does he? Yeah. I know.
But do you want Arsenal can't put their faith in an 89 year old.
No, play him, you can.
He's good, you know?
He's unreal.
He's already making bad decisions, though.
I know, man.
Like, off the pitch.
Mate, I see him getting shoots and all sorts. Yeah. No, this is before. When he first went there, like literally within a couple of months of signing him and his missus, who's way older than him, which nothing wrong with that. I love an old cougar. Yeah, by the way. But
you know,
he's on the thing, she's there with the hand on the shoulder. Do it like, bruv, focus, man.
He's a young kid, bro. We've all been there.
I'll be honest.
What are you talking about?
No young kid. When I was a kid his age, no one was nicknaming me after Bobby Charlton. They call him Bobby, you know, after Bobby Charlton because he's so old.
Like, didn't he say something about like he's so happy to play in the stadium?
That's his favorite player.
That's his favorite player.
Cap, man.
Yeah, I've seen that, you know. He said his favorite player.
I don't want him off. He reminds me of a teacher's pet. He's too concerned with saying the right things. That's never been my type.
It's called media trained. Like, otherwise you get in trouble.
Media trained with a girl that's 70 and you're 18. I don't know about this media.
It's dark, but that means you can spin the coin on it and you know at that young age to go after a bird like that.
Yeah.
It shows ambition. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it shows.
he's getting his experience in, bro.
Yeah, boy. Or he's getting mugged off.
Yeah, one of the two.
Think about it.
Still getting experience, though.
How about today? So today's football, I think you're probably more suited to today's football, to be fair. What position would you have played today?
Ooh.
Probably eight.
Oh, yeah.
Eight, yeah.
Amongst only this is at number six there, though.
Ah.
Yeah, I've got a three in the midfield.
What type of six?
Defensive.
Defensive.
Yeah,
Caicedo. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Enforcer. You need an enforcer, innit? Yeah.
Can we talk Jamaica? Yeah, man. Disappointing that
My boy Bobby Reid getting on there.
Yeah, do you know Bobby as well?
Yeah,
you know everyone, you
family, man.
Hey, big friend, what?
Bobby is not your family, bro.
No, as if it's my brethren, man.
Now you're getting too far. Jamaica, that's where we
are. Bobby Reid is my dog, man. You get me? Yeah.
Trying to invade Nigeria, now Jamaica.
Yeah, anyway,
how's
Bobby getting on?
He's doing well, you know. Yeah, I like him as a player a lot. He's a good player.
Yeah, man, he's good.
Very good player.
I think the link up between you two will be crazy, though.
It was at one point, you know, and then Steve's coming and done the madness.
He's gone.
Yeah, I know. He's gone.
Right? Yeah.
I heard when he left, his thing said one love.
What do you mean? What, his message at the end, like instead of saying bye, like thanks,
one love.
Cheers.
And you heard him in his and coaching stuff doing up the bomber clots.
Yeah. No. Spudding the players. Did he? Wait
put,
did
the
he? Yeah.
Is he doing that?
Yes.
Let's go on to one thing you were just saying, though. You were just speaking about. You did have a good link up and he's just come in and changed everything. And that reminds me of when he got the England job. He went into England, 2008, dropped David Beckham, and it's almost like, why are you doing that? That works.
when your situation was working, do you feel like he may have come in with a little bit of ignorance to what was happening previously when he just enforced these new ideas?
I don't know. He just changed the whole team.
Serious?
The whole set, yeah, he changed everything. Where if we would have stuck with, do you know Paul Hall?
Yes.
Or even
Winger.
Legend.
Reggae boy.
What, Portsmouth?
Reggae boy, yeah, man. Yeah, Reggae boy.
If we would have had one of them two, in my opinion, we would have qualified.
Serious? So why did you reckon they made the change?
Because the last manager we had someone from Iceland, Helgason.
Where is it? Helgason?
Yeah, Iceland, I think.
Manager.
So why would they sack him and there's still a qualifying game? They could still potentially make the World Cup. Why would he leave just before then? Like, you got a big... He did. He's gone. McLaren's gone.
McLaren's gone, bro.
And because we didn't qualify.
No, we can still qualify. Still yes. This is what I'm saying,
they still got one more game.
Yeah, man.
They've got one more game and then they play against Congo. Yeah, so we're linking up soon, bro.
Let me ask you this though. You mentioned so why would answer that? Why would they sack him? Go on.
I don't think he sacked. I think he left. You know.
Is it?
Yeah, I think he just resigned.
You went up.
Is it as bad as what like everyone talks about the disorganized side?
It's a good. The vibe makes it up though, but it's a shambles though.
Sticking with Stevie, did he do too much? See all this? We was on it. Like he came in and we all looked good for social media. People were loving it. Mm. I see the people in the comments. Yeah, this is what we want a good man that manages teams, right? Did he do too much to try and be in with the reggae boys?
He done a lot for the media, yeah.
Yeah, man.
And then it's different when you're around the players. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, he's a good guy and that. Yeah, like, everyone got on with him,
but
obviously, if you know, you can't really control people from Jamaica.
Yeah.
So when you come in and try to do all this and all that, it don't work. Yeah.
Another player, one of my friends, Casey Palmer, big 4'5". Good player.
Very
rate
good.
Him.
Innit? Yeah, very good.
Can strike a ball, man. Big up Casey. That's one of my real friends, not big friend. But
Casey would even claim you. Maddest thing.
Yeah. It's getting hot, getting dark. Youngster try to come on the table, try to do nutmegs like Ravel. Yeah, love it.
So Ravel, listen, we need Jamaica to get to the World Cup. We really, really do. Ravel, I want to know the contributions you're going to make this happen. I believe you can make this happen.
Got selected first, innit? Got to get selected first.
How are we going to get you selected?
We ain't got one yet. We've got like an interim, yeah, but I don't know if you're taking a job. But it's someone from...
I might apply still, you know.
I might apply as well. So selection. When it comes to
a man from Hackney, you're going to be in that team.
Go in there, just doing up that. With them small thumbs. You see the thumbs? Madness. He couldn't even do it.
So selection-wise, do they need someone they feel is performing at a higher club? Is that what they want? Or
could that's you... what Steve said to me last night. He wanted me to play in a different league. Fair to him, but you have people that are in the second league, like Saudi or Qatar. Mm-hmm. So it's all the same.
Yeah. And you're still sick, so like that's... And he picks people, no disrespect to the Jamaican Premier League, but... You understand? Like,
what do you mean? That's disrespectful, though.
No, it ain't. He's saying he needs to play in another league, but he's picking people... from a very low-level league.
But the thing is, you can't look at all players like that. I can understand why he might say that to Ravel. Shout out Owen Wilson as well in Jamaica. With Ravel, because the quality is there, because you know this is a very quality player, if you put him in an environment where he's consistently tested, all of a sudden, I believe he could potentially replicate that for Jamaica.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know where I'm coming from?
Get Ravel to take the job, play a manager.
Ooh.
Margs has just said the greatest thing of all time. Deansgate, in Kingston.
I the
talk
towers.
To me. Do you want the job?
Yours.
A player manager would work for yours. Jamaica.
It would work for Jamaica.
More than a manager.
You done your badges?
Got the B.
Got the B.
They make you do that, don't they?
You know who I think should take the job? You know, Mariapa.
Yeah,
I think he should get it.
Where is he now?
Play a role.
Isn't he? He's at Wildstone or something now.
He's stopped now, isn't he?
He retired.
He's where?
It's at Pro League, man. Baller league.
No, he should be a part of it. Yeah. Yeah, and I'd bring like probably Tapper back or Paul Hall. One of them two.
Paul Hall, did he go Turkey? Has he still got the bar lead?
You know what? We can get Ricardo Fuller, you know.
Even someone like that.
Tivoli Gardens.
It's their region, you know.
We'll bring
Stoke over there as
Ricky's
well.
Ricky's still doing his, like, I don't want to push him into the job too quick. You know, not for real. You put people into jobs too quick, they can get, again, become the villain. So let him do it. He's doing the youth team. He'll get there.
That's not, no disrespect to Jamaica, you know, I love you. That's not really a big job. I understand if you put someone
into a big job. For a
Jamaican
it is, no?
Huh?
For a Jamaican.
For anyone that's from the country, it's a big job, of course. But I'm saying in global football,
if you take a look at the opportunities that you can have as a manager, I think Jamaica's a, if you're Jamaican, woo.
It's a tough job, though.
It's a tough
That's
job.
One of the toughest jobs.
Bare bumble carts and ras carts, you know, like, man. It's dark, man. Bare kissing
teeth. The toughest job for a team. We haven't made, the last time we made World Cup was 1998. So the expectation shouldn't be so high anyway. So I don't get why. I think a tough job is an England job. That's
you're
a tough
Jamaican,
job.
Jamaican, man. You know, man.
I do know. Yeah. It's
we're
hard
the best at everything, man. We're the best at everything, man.
All right, what do you, man, eat for
tough
pre-match?
Tough job.
I need to know what you, man's pre-match is.
It's changed now. When I first went, it's oxtail. I'm sorry. They're not making it, bro.
They're not making it still. I can't lie.
No, it's changed. It's changed up now.
What's it changed to?
You get so when I first went there, my first game, yeah, we played Panama. Pretty much was like fried chicken, dumpling.
Come on, man. What's the difference here, bro?
All right, what's it? It's changed.
And then after the game, we had pasta. Yeah, it's mad still.
Yeah,
it's
still mad. After the game, pasta.
Yeah.
But it's Jamaican people, isn't it? Come on, man.
Have you tried the KFC in Jamaica?
2 hour wait, bro.
I don't really eat KFC, you know.
No.
Yeah, nah, I tried the boneless chicken, but I don't really eat KFC.
Oh, wow.
I'll be real, man.
Well, you're not having it?
KFC in Jamaica is overrated.
That's what I thought.
You've heard it's overrated. Dead.
Maybe when I was younger, it was bad boy.
It's them little dumplings that they give you, them little butter dumplings. Yeah, they're clean drip, though.
You've been Jamaica?
Clean. Shut up, man.
Don't bite. Don't bite, man. You know what he's doing. Don't bite. Don't. Yeah, you got you.
Lot of mercy. Lot of mercy.
All right, can we see Ravon Morrison, you know, back in the Prem? Or back in England? Could we see that?
Maybe England, not Prem. 32 now. You got to remember, most squads now, the age is like 25, yeah.
Yeah, but...
got to be realistic.
But the quality, like, have you seen Wolves? Have you watched Wolverhampton play?
I only watched Arsenal.
Do you know what? But the thing is, this, by the time this comes out, they will still have the same amount of points, 100%.
How much points is that?
Two.
Damn!
Say that, they're playing United.
Three points.
More faith in United!
I love the way Poe says, you see, like, you could play for Wolves.
What's your plans for after football?
I want to do some coaching, you know.
Yeah,
I want to do some coaching.
Fried chicken pre-match, yeah? All of that.
I'll change all that. I'll change all that.
What kind of gaffer would you be? Because...
No, I wouldn't, you know what? Yeah, I wouldn't be a manager. I'd be, you know, like the third trainer. So you've got the assistant...
He wants days off.
Hold on, what? I've never heard someone want that.
Talk to the assistant and the head doctor.
I get it.
They ain't come and tell me. I come and tell you.
Because that's how I know you don't play.
Okay.
Because that is an important role still. That's the one the players go to. Yeah. And
not the manager, not the assistant, but then the third trainer. He joins in training now and again.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, he joins in training.
Player manager.
That's why you don't have never played this the harder result. He's really important.
No, but he's the one that has like the relationship with the players as well. Yeah.
One sec.
He's the one that has a relationship with the players.
This is what he's saying.
You haven't been here, Steve. Stop getting me angry today. You haven't been here. You ain't been in this.
He's giving your marching orders. All right. You are going to get subbed out.
Sorry,
for real.
Sorry.
Yeah, get him sub him in a second, bro. He just said what I said.
Your manager's pet.
That's the liaison between the players.
Manager's pet.
I'm telling you, bro. Hey, I'm telling you.
You know what?
I find it interesting, though, because
Menace,
I've never...
Fox, come on. Oi. No, no.
And that's it.
Hey, no. I'm head of the table. About raising your voice at me. Are you mad? Margs, get on, man.
I ever felt, hey.
It's been a pleasure,
bro. About raising your voice at a senior player. Are you mad?
That's crazy, you know.
Your bum crack out. Look how wet it is.
You had the kebab next to you all that time. Dog.
You know what it is? The young boys can't do the full 90 thing.
You can't do the full 90.
A big round of applause to every guest. Come on, Marks. Marks, any contributions?
No, I'm just saying, I know you've moved on, but definitely player manager for Jamaica. I think you need to look into that.
Third coach,
as you were saying.
They don't need no liaison between the player and the manager at Jamaica. Say, brother, Moan, start, you know. Yeah, I gotta find out. It's dark, bro. There's none of this liaison all that. Liaise up your blood clot. You understand? It's dark, bro. Oxtail.
Getting back in the car, though, is that something realistic that you're thinking of? Because like you say, you've picked that out. That third coach, it's very specific. Is that something you thought about? Yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely.
And would you have to have a license to do that or not?
Nah, okay. Just B.
But is that because you actually just want to stay kicking ball? Or is it because you want to be the third coach?
Or is it because you had a third coach and you thought to yourself, that looks like a decent job?
Bit of banner, innit? Like, you're still going in, you still feel like you're in football, but you're not, but you're still around the club.
Jay Sparing
does it
at Liverpool. Jay Sparing, that's why he plays at the 23s.
And Tom Huddleston used to do it.
Yeah, Tom Huddleston, that man knew.
Jay Sparing was the next Steven Gerrard.
No, I didn't. I just said he was better than Ander Herrera. I was lying, but... I had no one to fight with, bruv. Like, and Jay Sparing, it was dark times, but we moved, man.
Best player you've played with?
Probably Pogba, yeah.
Pogba?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
You two has got an agreement, innit?
Yeah. No, he's not, you know. He's unbelievable. You want to say no?
You want me to say no? Come on, man.
Nah. The fact that Barton got a cap and Nobes didn't, it burns me, you know? Really, really burns
me. Very similar player, though.
Nah.
There's not a million. I don't think there's a million marks.
It's more consistent. Consistency's got to come into it. Nobes done it for so long, but yeah, it's
just,
not about
just
that.
Similar.
So best way to play with Paul Pogba. How about?
Do you know what? I got one. Just go because on. It's like we talked. It's been a lot about him. But what was the worst part of your career? Not to make it too morbid, but something like there's ups and downs.
What part were you like? Oh.
Yeah, like what could you have really done without in your career?
Deansgate. Nah, what could have done?
No, but it is that, bro. Like,
it's a utopia, man. It's a utopia.
I don't know, you know.
You didn't even. He didn't even have a worst part in it. I think you just rolled with the punches, just like I'm here now.
Went with the flow in it.
That's it.
Yeah, sick, man.
There's no worst part. It's all enjoyable.
It's true.
Lived your dream, man. Still.
Oh, so how about this? You're going to become a third coach. If you meet a player like Ravel Morrison in terms of the way you behave, conduct yourself, and ability, what are you going to tell him?
Carry on doing what you're doing. You know what I mean? Carry on doing what you're
doing. Be yourself. Yeah. A lot of players don't have an identity no more.
You have to change. Change for no one.
Do you think if you had like, not stricter coaches, but like,
somebody, a little bit more disciplined, yeah.
Yeah, if you had somebody that like was, well, you probably did. It's probably all of them trying to like get an arm around you and be like, you can be the best player in the world. If you had listened just a little bit more, do you think you would have fulfilled absolutely everything?
Yeah, if I could go back in time, I'd have listened a lot more. I'd have changed a lot of things like discipline, everything like that.
Was you the ringleader of your crew, or did you have like bad people around you? Like, if you had better friends that maybe help you make different decisions, or was you the driving force behind it?
My friend, Murph, all good people. I wouldn't.
No, not bad people, but obviously, when you're going to turn up, when you're going to Deansgate, not one of them's going to say, nah, let's not go to Deansgate.
Yeah, I had a few of them, yeah.
And you just didn't listen?
No, I did that sometimes. Sometimes, not every time. Sometimes you've got to enjoy life, innit? But
Yeah, man.
Discipline is such a big part of football. Sometimes I look at certain footballers and I go, you should have played in this team, or you should have played under that gaffer. And I felt like they were not. So we had Ryan Babel, and I think it's the same for you. I think them type of players at that point need to be in a squad with a manager that consistently works with young players. Telling you. And on top of that, a squad where, because it must be difficult. If you say I'm 19 years old, I break into a team, or 18 years old, and there's some 31-year-old chatting some crap. I know me. I would never have listened at the time. But if I had a squad of people that like 20, 19, 21, we'd have so much in common. Yeah. When they said, yo, Paul, lie that one. I might have actually listened. Do you reckon you would have evolved into a different type of player at Arsenal under Arsene Wenger in that same time?
Yeah, possibly, yeah. I'd say so.
You would never have left Arsenal, would you?
Never have left. Yeah.
Never.
But surely you had, like, from the team you were in, you had a Raven buddy in it. Like, who was your one? Who did you step out with?
First team.
Yeah.
None of them.
Jesse, no.
He's saying none of them. That's crazy.
We can't break the code. Camaraderie is important.
Yeah, for real.
You need a cannon in the dressing room. Like, you need a man that's the go-to man that's got the jawns. That's how... I'm telling you, that's how you...
These men don't want to win, you know. These men just want the money.
That's how you win. Don't you see? Martial was cooking when he was living his life. Got caught cheating. Couldn't go outside no more. Fell off a cliff.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know. I don't know where he is.
Sometimes we spoke about players that need to be outside.
They have to be outside.
Yeah. He's in Mexico, yeah.
So then that means he just shouldn't have had a gal. Should have just been outside.
No, but even then
you can never get caught.
Yeah, but even just that, you know, you need some mischief. Like, you must have it. Or you need the wind in your hair.
Just
you
be
need
toxic.
Danger. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, and without it, so some players have self-discipline, and that is for them. Like, they are wifed up and married by 22, and somehow it helps them perform. And then there is Grealish.
But there's no coincidence. Yeah, yeah. There is absolutely no coincidence that City cleaned up and won everything when Jack Grealish went there.
And then also, Grealish is
no
now
coincidence whatsoever.
He's settled down now and playing great. He's literally family man now and playing well. But I want to say something. We keep talking and people talk about, oh, if you've done this, if you've done that, da-da-da-da-da. Your agent that you're not with no more. Did you have the same agent throughout?
No.
So the man, the one that when you left...
The one I'm with now took me to Lazio.
So the one that let you leave United, didn't sign for West Ham, is the same guy?
Yeah.
Who is it? I don't like that one. No, because he's being loyal to his agent, and his agent's made bad decisions, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
I agree.
Yeah, man.
Is it you look back at it, yeah?
Yeah. That's not him. It's nothing to do with him.
No, not at all.
He's still balling out. I watched him. He's still pulled out.
The same agent got you to Lazio, obviously, is the one that got you to Mexico. How did that Mexico move come about?
I weren't playing at Lazio. Mm. And do you remember Rafa Marquez?
Yeah. Centre back.
He got banned for 3 months in Mexico, through whatever it was. And then they needed a midfielder. So literally went there the same day he got banned.
Straight
away.
What was it like? What was that league like?
It's
Mexican football's good though.
Spain.
But I heard something like some of these teams are owned by like Sinaloa cartels. Is that true?
Yeah, they are still. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Where in Mexico was
Guadalajara?
That's gang. That's on Bearda documentaries and all that. That's gang, bro.
Yeah, we can't even go back.
Yeah, we can't go back.
Skits in it and them and there. Essays.
Oh, yeah.
It's good though, you know.
Good.
Yeah, it's probably the most enjoyable time in my career.
I swear down.
Mexico, yes. Yeah.
Well, on the pitch and off the pitch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cold, yeah, in Mexico.
How far was you from Cancun and that?
2 hour flight.
I'm just
2 hours?
2 hour flight. Yeah.
2 hour flight. That's fine though. That's fine.
Knows it. He used to take it.
Yeah. He's there.
DJ. I've not been there, you know.
No, I've not been there.
I go there though.
No,
we can't go back, man. Cartels ran us down. No cap.
What?
No. Well, you don't.
What do you know about our cartel thing? It's got crazy.
You're by association, you know. I don't mind. You might. I have nothing to do with this.
The place where this all kicked off as well is now closed because they wigged up three people.
Three people in there. Two.
They was going to wig us.
Three tourists got killed in the place.
Bro, we was going to get wigged. We had to.
He was hiding in the bush. I had to get the rental with my top off.
I had my hat in it because I had the fedora on.
It was dark.
And I was chatting. Do you know what it is? They was just ruining my time.
So we had
Lou just plugged his Rolex.
I boozed it. It's real.
Plug,
I had to.
Plug.
Let me just break it down. We had an outstanding bill, but we tried to pay it on card.
Yeah?
They're saying, no, we don't want card. We want cash. So we're like, where's the ATM? They're like, all right, cool, the ATM's down there. But then when we got the bill, we had like free drinks and...
They tried to do the bookie.
They wanted like 400, 500 US. Right? So when Dan's taking the bill, they sent their little crony with us to the ATM so we don't run off, innit? Dan said, hey man, let's just punch him up. The guy said, punch, he spoke perfect English. He said, punch me up, yeah? He spun round and ran back to the spot. It's me, bro. No, it's not like that.
It's way darker than that.
It got dark.
No, bro. It wasn't like that. But we made an agreement between us three that I was going to slow down and I was just going to knock him out. That was it. I was done. They wasted our time a little bit.
Yeah, they wasted our time.
And we was meant to be at a dinner reservation. We kind of like, I mean, they wasted our time.
We drove back to our hotel and we packed and we drove to Cancun.
We got a cab. It was crazy.
You know what's crazy about this story? So when, and you can finish it, but when I spoke about going away with you lot, especially you, I've always said, and I've probably said it to you, I said, I don't want to go away because being abroad, they're trouble, right? Loons has always said to me in faith, he went, bruv, when I'm abroad, it's all good. Why have you never told me this story?
Because I went back the next year, but I didn't tell you this story because this weren't my bad.
I wouldn't come here if you told me this story. How about that?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Trouble does follow me about. It does, but I don't create trouble. You know, bruv, you know. He keeps trying to do that.
Hey,
trying to drag me into this one.
Stay by yourself over there.
But it's true.
It's done. It's rolling with people that are boxers and that, like talking about punching up the
cartel.
Yeah, bro, just pay.
Their attitude though. Just pay. Only a little one.
Well, young boy.
Bro, in my head, I'm just like, why have you got big loons balls in his watch? Plugging his watch. Yeah, I mean, you can't have loons plugging his watch.
Oh, whole narrative now.
Bro, in my head, I'm just like, they're bullying him. I'm not having it anymore.
Yeah, Loonsy get smacked up in all different countries. And on that note,
clarify that it's fake though, because
Why clarify? Look at your face. It can't be true.
Yeah, come on. When I was there, that ain't gonna happen. If I was in Mexico, that wouldn't have happened. But anyway, listen.
I'll be dead.
Rav, brother, love you. Honestly, man, you've been emotional. Fucking good guy, bro, man. Pleasure. Thank you for coming here. What else you got going on? Anything you want to talk? Anything you want to plug? Except for Rolex.
It's gonna be the new narrative, you know.
So that's the street league, and
street league.
I'm a big game player, man.
Everyone that comes over, you got to get there Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday night.
You playing?
Yeah. Nah, not joining.
Join in.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you can get on the list.
Yeah. Got to chat to Yori. I'll organize it all.
But you have to be high quality though, right?
You know what we should have done when you've been here? We should have organized a game, you know.
What, your man against our man?
Yeah. That's what we should have done.
Did you see the tournament?
But did you see how
did you see the tournament? No, but
bro, we prepared with porn star martinis and that.
That's true.
Morning of that tournament, me and him we got a drink now.
We had a shot before we left out.
At the tournament.
So like the Jamaican pre-match was Oxtail. It was tequila for these, man.
Tequila pineapple, innit?
But yeah, man. Boys, again, lovely. Make sure you like, comment and subscribe. Look at the behind the scenes of this Dubai trip. It's been a movie.
And big up Ravel again, man. Big up Ravel again, man.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's a certain magic at Barcelona Restaurant. This holiday season, make that magic your celebration. From company gatherings to family parties, Barcelona's the perfect setting. Warm bar, glowing candles, and the aromas of Spain in the air. Sip festive cocktails, share tapas, and feel transported far from Columbus. Reserve your holiday party today. Barcelona Restaurant, the spirit of Spain in the heart of Columbus. Visit BarcelonaColumbus.com.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.